Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the final day of preliminary performances. We're not setting the world on fire here. We are just letting people stretch their creative legs a little bit and show us what they've been doing in their house.
I think you're giving a short shrift here. We are redefining entertainment as we know it.
I misspoke. I am sorry, sir.
So. All of the offers to join A&R departments at various record companies is proof of that. Listen. Yeah. The proof's in the pudding. American Idol is ripping us off.
Yeah. That's, you know.
They're doing exactly what we're doing now.
It stands alone. And in fact, you know, real quick, speaking of American Idol, and they're doing this type of thing
yes.
as well. We did have this idea before they announced that they were doing that. Louis Knight, who we spoke to, is an American Idol contestant.
Such a good dude.
Competing this weekend. He went and I saw the details. I don't have the details on 6ABC.
They delivered. He works at a pizza place. Yeah. And he, we had him on and he delivered pizza to Chop.
Oh, it was Chop.
I believe it was Chop, yes.
Okay.
Whole bunch of pizzas, did the whole deal with the mask and
That's
everything.
Awesome.
And nice guy. Really a good representation of the area and born and raised in Bala Cannon. Okay, it didn't happen.
Yeah, no, but he's lived there for nine years.
But that counts.
So he performs on Sunday.
Sunday night.
Okay.
We were supporting him.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get performances now.
It's Preston and Steve's Isolation Idol. A talent search unlike any other, but exactly like all the others. Featuring a Corona conga line of quarantined competitors all vying for moderate fame and limited fortune.
All right, let's find out who is going to end up winning today, moving on, or at least approaching the championships and a chance to win our $500 prize. And you never know, there might be some more stuff thrown in there. We have six people competing. We're going to give them a little bit of time to show us what they have, and I'm going to lead with a young lady. I have her details here. She is a software developer and a Preston and Steve Not Your Average listener.
I remember her.
Yeah?
Yeah. She works for the company that tracks Santa.
Every Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
She's originally from Harleysville and has loved performing ever since starting in her third grade musical at Oak Ridge Elementary. That's where all of my kids went to grade school.
Wow.
Nowadays, she spends her free time performing as a circus aerialist.
What?
A hula hooper and a fire dancer.
She could have been a Not Your Average listener for any one of those.
But she's really enjoyed brushing up on playing piano in quarantine. Please welcome from Westchester, Hannah.
Yay!
Hello, Hannah.
Oh, wait. God damn it. That's my fault.
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Now we can hear you. Casey didn't have you turn up. Well, hey, good morning, Hannah. How you doing these days?
I'm hanging in there. I'm very thankful I can work from home.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. I don't know what you just said.
She's very thankful she can work from home.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
You could do your fire eating at home.
Yeah. What's that all about? Your fire dancer and hula hooper and all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I love circus performing, so it's just so fun, like, going to different events and bringing a lot of energy and, entertaining the crowd.
But it's your computer stuff that you're doing from home, correct?
Yeah. Right. No, my companies—they've been so great. They've been sending us like care packages in the mail every week, or like snacks and cookies. I really can't complain.
That's awesome. What's the name of the company?
It's Cesium. We're based out of Philly normally.
Okay.
All right. Oh, that's nice.
All right. Well, Hannah, it says here you sing and you also play the keyboard, so you've been brushing up on the keys a little bit lately, right?
I do. Yeah. I think my sister let me borrow her backup piano. She is a pharmacist at a hospital, but also works as a dueling piano bar player, and it's, like, way more talented than I am. But I'm really thankful that I've been able to kind of brush up all my skills while at home.
Okay. Well, you're exactly what Preston had in mind when he sort of devised this concept. The person who said, you know what? I'm going to take a crack at getting back to this instrument or, you know, getting my chops back. So that's cool.
Yeah. All right. So, Hannah, what will you be performing for us this morning?
I'm going to be playing Natural Woman in the style of Carole King. Carole King had originally written it, and I guess Aretha Franklin released her version first.
Okay.
And then Carole King performed a version and released it on her album Tapestry.
All right. All right. Well, it's a beautiful song, and let's see what you got, Hannah. Get on behind the keyboards. We're watching her sideways on our monitor here. But here we go. Whenever you're ready, Hannah.
Looking out on the morning rain, Sing of the day. Only me feels so tired. For the day I met you, life is so hard. Your love was a key to my peace of mind. It's you make me feel.
I love that song.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful song. And, you know, listen, again, we want to remind everybody, you know, because of the way that we're getting the audio, it'll drop out a little bit. So you're not hearing it under optimum conditions. But we're going to ask when you eventually, to our listeners, when they do judge, take that into consideration. So we kind of worked that in to our assessment.
Yes, it sounded, and not of your fault at all, Hannah, but the audio was very tinny sounding, yet I could hear how good of a singer she is.
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, see, now you sound better. Next time, be right up close like that, and we'll hear you much better. But if you make it to the prelims, we're going to find out, okay? Nice work, Hannah, and it's good to see you again.
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
All right, Woo! Hannah from Westchester, singer, keyboard player. She was really good.
She was good.
Kath and Nick, back where you guys are, were you able to hear through?
Not really.
No?
No, and I mean, it's the same as Preston. You can tell, and I could tell by her submission video, she's a great singer and a really good piano player, but the audio quality on our end was unfortunately not great.
So the deal is that we obviously have the technical limitations. We want to do this live. We can't get them in the studio here because they're all crawling with disease. We don't want that, but this is as best that we can do, but it still works.
Yeah. We're doing what we can, and we'll have to take
in these uncertain times
consideration, but I could tell that she had a lovely voice. She sang on key, and
she sounded like Carole King, not Larry King.
Right. So that's a plus. All right, you ready for our next contestant? Our next contestant is a second year student attending Brock University for psychology and the dramatic arts. Has been acting and singing all her life.
Wow.
She said these are truly her greatest passions and are what have brought her to the most. I brought her the most peace during this chaotic time. She said, I aspire to be a singer, actor, full-time as a career, but am also interested in being a clinical psychologist. In addition, I've been dyeing my hair a lot in quarantine. So far, I've done it twice in the last month. And, gang, she's checking in from Oakville, Canada this morning. Please welcome Bianca.
Bianca.
Hi.
Hey, Bianca, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. So, the first things first, Canada. How did you hear about our show, or are you from this area?
I know a few friends in Pennsylvania, but I was like looking for just like contests to do kind of on radio stations because I knew that this was happening, and I had been listening to your guys's for like the past couple days.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to do this.
That's awesome, and your hair color is awesome too. How many various colors have you gone through?
Oh my God. Pink, red, blue, purple. I was platinum blonde at a time. Like a lot.
So right now you're half pink, half blue, and a little brown on top?
Yeah, these are just my roots that I gotta quarantine, so
I'm bald and my roots are showing, so yeah.
I'm not familiar with Oakville, Canada. Where is that? What province?
It's in Ontario. It's right next to Toronto.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Well, listen, we're dying to hear you say. Who are your influences, by the way?
Oh, I love Billie Eilish a lot, and also Phineas, her brother. Just I guess a lot of singers like that. I also really like Dua Lipa and her newest album that came out.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Good selections.
What are you going to be performing for us, Bianca?
I'll be singing "Fall in Love for the Night" by Phineas.
Okay. Right. Well, let's check this out. All the way from Oakville, Canada. This is Bianca. Whenever you're ready.
You need to pick me up. I'll be there in 25. I like to push my luck. So take my hand, let's take a drive. I've been living in the future, hoping that I'll see you sooner. I want you riding shotgun, I knew when I got one right. Let's fall in love for the night and forget in the morning.
Yeah!
Oh, I was done.
Sorry.
Yeah, we heard you.
Yeah.
We weren't sure if you were taking a dramatic pause or not, but Nice, nice. And Bianca, how old are you, by the way?
I'm almost 20. I'm 20, May 25th.
Okay. Right. And how have you been? What do you have a? You're just a student right now, or do you work anywhere as well?
I usually work at Starbucks, but it's shut down.
Yeah. No, it's the same deal. So hopefully, if things roll back a little bit, you'll be able to get out a little bit for your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah.
All right. Well, Bianca, we are going to put you in amongst the other contestants, and we'll find out in just a little while whether or not you make it to the finals tomorrow. But we thank you for participating.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You bet. Wow. Bianca!
She was really good. And by the way, the girl from Canada has the best connection.
It was outstanding.
It was terrific. Yeah.
It sounded great. And yeah, the further away you are, the better you sound.
So if you happen to be in the Arctic Circle, please enter the contest.
Yeah. Bizarre reason. One of the greatest phone connections we ever had were two girls that were in the middle of the ocean on a rowboat.
Yes.
Who called in. The Kraken gals who were rowing across the Atlantic. Yeah. Or the Pacific.
I think my only, I would say, critique of that performance was that she didn't pick a song that I think really
showcased her
talent.
Yeah.
You could hear,
she
like,
clearly
these,
has the ability.
You could hear it. And it's like, oh, why aren't you doing a song that really showcases your voice?
Canadian singers are fueled by the power of poutine, right?
I believe they are.
The power of poutine. I agree, Casey. And, we'll see how she stacks up against the others. All right, we're moving on.
All right.
Next contestant has been playing guitar for over 30 years.
Wow.
I'm currently in a local band, Jumper, which plays venues in the tri-state area. We also do weddings, corporate events. Since all this craziness started, I've been trying to keep up with my playing by posting cover tunes and original material on my Facebook page, is what he says. I have heard of Jumper. I've heard of the band.
Yes.
From Horsham, PA, everybody, this is John.
John.
Hey, John.
All right. Is it potted up, Case?
Yeah, it's potted up.
John, can you hear us? Yeah, he can hear us, but we can't hear him. So,
hang on. You got to fix your microphone. Don't worry, he's got somebody.
Oh, yeah, his daughter's stepping in to fix things as she is waving. Well,
maybe John could just hold up the lyrics he's singing.
I don't know if he's going to sing. I think he's just playing guitar.
Oh, all right.
So we could just watch his fingers move and see if that works.
And then we could vocalize what is coming out of.
If we want to let them tinker around with it, I know if Marissa can pull this off, perhaps we can go to our next in the list.
Well, here's what we'll do. I'll do a shout out real quick. All right.
Okay.
Since it's going to take a moment for all of this stuff to transition.
We'll get to it.
I want to do a shout out real quick since I got a couple of these to get through. This says, hey, quick shout out to my sister, Jamie. She became a mom last year, works full time, is an amazing friend and big sister since the coronavirus forced daycares to close.
Yeah.
She's now balancing full time motherhood with full time working from home at the same time. And she deserves a thank you, Shart. Now that she isn't working in a stuffy government office, she's streaming the entire Preston and Steve show while she works, and we'll hear this anytime you decide to read it. Thanks. And that is from Nicole Healy. So here's a shout out for her sister. I have a couple of really good ones. Here's a really awesome shout out that I want to make sure we give a good one to. It says, hey guys, I'm not sure how to send shout outs, even though I've been listening since the Y100 days. Anyway, my name is Chris Brugger. And I'd love to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Tammy Ramsey. We live in Winston-Salem, North Carolina now, and she quit her job at Baptist Hospital to travel to help those affected by COVID-19. She is a lead respiratory therapist who intubates patients, making her the front line of the front lines.
Oh, that's for sure, yeah.
She just traveled Tuesday to the Hamptons to work in one of the hospitals there for 3 weeks before making her way into Midtown to work at Lenox Hill. And I'm pretty worried about her, but she has the biggest heart for people than anyone I know. And I could only hold back my worry, smile, and support this wonderful woman with all I can. I hit a home run meeting this one. So though she hates farts, could you give her a big shout out for putting her life on the line to help others in these uncertain times? Thank you. Love you guys. Gadzooks and rock on. And that is from Chris Brugger. And he wants to send this one out to Tammy Ramsey, his girlfriend. So we'll do a
Tom monitor. Jones.
Yeah. There you go.
Here we go. All right, there you go. A big one for you. All right, we have our next connection ready. And we are going to skip ahead to another contestant. And let me read her information, and hopefully we'll have her on with the audio. She's currently a college student studying to be a teacher and is pursuing a musical career as well. She says that I've been singing and writing my own songs since I was very young. And although this is my first time ever doing anything like this, music has been a passion of mine for as long as I can remember. From Norristown, let's give it up for Giovanna.
Yay!
Hey.
Good morning, Giovanna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderful, Giovanna. So you live in Norristown?
Yep.
And you said you've been working on getting a music career together. How are you chasing after a career in music?
So I just started working on getting my original songs recorded and getting those out there. I actually, growing up, I've been writing songs my whole life, but I used to have, terrible stage fright, so I would never sing in front of anyone or anything.
Oh.
And I just started doing this about a year ago.
So that's cool. I don't know if you watch The Goldbergs, but the Erica's dilemma, she's the character, she's writing songs but has terrible stage fright. But once you got over... Are you more comfortable now? Are you getting your stage chops?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
What have you done to get over your stage fright? Because, I mean, what you're going through is quite common. I mean, even with the biggest singers, like Barbara Streisand, for instance, she got terrible stage fright.
Yeah, well, my senior year of high school, I auditioned for a show at school. And that kind of was, my first step in getting over it. But I've been posting... song covers on my Instagram and on my YouTube channel, so that's really helped me.
That's gotta help, and that's something that didn't exist, some years ago. So, and you get a good response back on it.
Yeah, for sure. And
cool.
That's really helped.
All right.
What are you going to be performing for us, Giovanna?
I'm going to be singing "House of the Rising Sun."
Oh,
awesome! The Animals.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's check this out. This is Giovanna in Norristown. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Mama. She saw my new change. My father was a gambling man down in New Orleans.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a ripping version.
A little taste of that. My goodness. Wow, you have some serious projection of the are you loud by nature?
Yeah. I come from a big Italian family. So.
My kind of girl.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Who have you been performing with? Or are you doing more just have recorded accompaniment?
I've just been recording. I've just been following YouTube karaoke instrumentals and stuff like that.
Okay.
So are you? So you're writing your own songs as well?
Yes. And during this whole quarantine, I've been teaching myself to play the guitar.
There you go.
That's what we've been talking about.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
You plan on trying to join a band sometime?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Okay.
Well, my wife is learning guitar. If you want to form an old girl group with her, you can. Because she's doing that in quarantine as well. So very cool.
All right, Giovanna, we'll see how you do. Thanks for your performance.
Thank you.
All right, there we go.
Nice.
Nice job, man. All right, she could belt it out.
And that song selection is wild.
Yeah.
Because that's a tough one.
I appreciate on these shows when someone chooses a unique song to sing, one that you normally wouldn't hear, especially given their age. Maybe she's 19 years old. The idea to do that song, that's pretty cool. It does say a lot. So she's got some soul, definitely. All right, let's try this again.
All right, do you want the music?
Yeah, give me the music. First of all, let's see if we can hear you. John, can you say something?
Hello.
Yeah!
All right.
John's in a band called Jumper, blah, blah, blah. So we already did the big intro. He's a guitar player, he's been playing for 30 years. You're in Horsham, right, John?
In Horsham, yes.
All right, and so you've been playing for 30 years. How long have you been in this band, Jumper? I've heard of you guys.
Oh my God, it has to be 15 years.
Okay.
I was in it two stints. I joined, well, I formed it, helped form it, quit.
Well,
and then went back again.
From my perspective, your greatest accomplishment is your daughter who got your audio working for the connection.
Steve, he emailed me yesterday.
I'm not tech savvy.
Yeah, he was like, I would love to do this contest. I'm a little
tech-phobic. Listen, I did test it yesterday. I swear to God.
We believe you, absolutely. That all of you guys who are very talented put up with the limitations. We appreciate it.
All right, so John, you're going to be playing guitar. Do me a favor. Just give me like an E chord real quick. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it sounded okay. What are you going to be playing for us, John?
I'm going to do the solo to Get the Funk Out by Extreme.
Oh, my God. Betancourt.
Let's put it that way. Let me say I'm going to try it.
He's a real good guitar player.
You always talk about him.
All right, John, you ready?
Yeah, I got to move away from the phone. You guys are going to hear my regular guitar and not the speaker.
All right.
We're moving back.
All right, whenever you're ready, go for it, John.
All right, here we go.
All right.
That's
a shred, John. Nice. What kind of guitar are you playing there? Is that a Strat?
It's a Strat, yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You had it for a long time?
I've had it for about 6-7 years. It's beat up. It's a matte finish, so you touch it and paint chips off it. So it looks like it's from the 50s.
Yeah, gives a little style.
What do you want?
It gives it a little style, my man. he doesn't hear what I'm
saying. Can I give a shameless plug to the band?
Yeah,
by all means.
Yep.
Jumper. Jumperphilly.com. You can get to us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Jumper Philly.
Just right. Go through your daughter, you right? Because yeah, that's the only way you're going to find it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Good luck to you. Wow. Okay. Dude.
He sucked, didn't he?
Dude, that's terrible.
That's some heavy duty stuff. That's awesome.
Wow.
That's probably at least on an instrument level. And it's the connection that he stepped away. And you were able to hear it a little bit better.
I just, when I hear stuff like that, I don't understand how their brains work because, like, how does your brain work that fast to think of, you've got to move so many things and play these perfect notes, and I can't even type my name without looking at a keyboard, and I've been typing forever.
Can I tell you
something,
though?
Yeah?
Your asparagus is awesome.
Thank you. Man, you were sweet.
It's a lot. It's a discipline. It's number one, it's a feel that you have, but you've got to put in your time, and you got to practice a lot, and you got to start with the basics and learn those and the fundamentals and work your way up, and that's, you can do it, but it takes a long time. He's been doing it for 30 years, so that's why he's so good.
Yep.
All right, next contestant also plays guitar and has been playing music for a very, very long time. He said, I've been singing and mostly writing songs now, plus making videos. The most recent one is called Into Your Arms.
Ooh.
It is available on YouTube and Facebook, and I still enjoy the writing and recording aspect of making music. He is from Chalfont. Please welcome Jeff to the program.
Jeff!
Good morning.
Yay.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
All right, how you doing, guys?
Doing very well. I have a question for you. Into Your Arms, is that a song you wrote, or is that the Lemonhead song?
No, it's actually a song I wrote.
Okay. And how many songs do you think, if you were to put a number on it, that you've managed to scribe over the years, Jeff?
I don't know. Maybe over 100?
No wow. kidding.
Say 10,000.
10,000.
It sounds very impressive. No, over 100 sounds impressive, actually. Do you perform with anybody, Jeff?
No, recently I've just been recording over in Jam One Studio over in Ventnor with Joe DeLuca producing.
Okay.
But that's all I've been doing. A couple open mic nights and stuff like that, but I'm looking to get out there, though.
Okay, and right now it's just more of a hobby thing for you?
No, I'm actually trying to get some songs out there to other artists or myself and see where it goes from there.
Listen, okay. If you can get that sort of deal going where you are a songwriter that other singers go to get material, that can be a full career in and of itself.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
All right, Jeff, speaking of that, are you going to be playing one of your songs or are you going to play in a cover song this morning?
No, I'm going to play a cover song by America, Lonely People.
Ah, that's one of my favorite songs.
Outstanding. All right, Jeff, let's hear what you got whenever you're ready.
All right, you got it.
This is for all thinking a lot is passing by. Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup. Ride that highway in the sky. Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup. So never take it down. So never give me up. You never know until you try.
Oh, man.
Nicely done.
Well done. Great finger picking on the guitar as well there, man. Is that mainly how you you like to play?
Yeah, I actually do both, but I've been converting to this over the last couple of years, finger picking.
All right. It's hard to do, man.
He's been drawn to the fingering.
Very, yeah. Very impressive. All right, Jeff, we wish you luck, sir. Thank you for performing this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
All right, Jeff and Shelby.
Yeah. There was a station, a TV station in New York when they used to shut down at the end of the night. Remember that, Preston? Like 11:30, 12 o'clock, the station would go off the air for a while.
Yeah.
That'd be the song they'd play.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Kind of a little throwing it out there to somebody who might be alone.
Alone, yeah.
Okay, nice. All right, this sounds great today.
Yeah, it really
I'm
does.
I'm very impressed, you know, and the more that we're doing this and a few of these that we've had really good audio quality for, I'm like, it's just cool that there are all these musicians and they're at home, they're playing, they're checking in with us. I'm this is all about me. I'm digging it.
Yeah, from teenagers on up to and all across the boards. It's wild.
Jeff's 58 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
And then we had right before that, you know, we had Giovanna who was 19 years
old.
Yeah. So it's great.
And so, like, American Idol, also, like, the NFL draft, right? So they're doing this thing tonight, and you have all of these former college players that are going to be doing...
They're going to sing?
No, but they're all at their homes now. So we're doing this weird thing that has never been done before. And so I'm just, you know, reaching out to our sales department because they have all these deals with, like, these major electronic companies. Maybe we can send them out to our finalists for tomorrow. I think we could get this done in time, don't you think so?
Yeah, I think we could completely turn around, rewire their homes, and set up a new system by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Sure.
8:15, give them an extra 15 minutes.
Right. And just put satellite dishes on everyone's roofs.
Our next contestant, here we go. Give me the music. Oh, we can't even do that. No.
Bad fingers, come on. Hey, listen, I told you, I'm not a good musician. I can't even type without looking, and I can't hit a button without hitting the wrong button.
Okay. All right, so this is our first contestant from Jersey this morning.
Yeah.
She is 24 years old, married to Joseph Patrick Hoffner.
I thought so.
She said, I am from the Philippines and just recently moved to Maple Shade, New Jersey. I've been playing piano since I was 10 years old. When I joined the church choir, when I heard about Isolation Idol, I instantly joined up. And here I am from Maple Shade. Let's welcome Christine.
Yeah.
Hi there, Christine.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on this morning. We appreciate it. You are from the Philippines. You were born and raised there?
Yep. Yes.
Wow. How long ago did you move to the States?
A year ago, April.
A year ago in April. Wow. What do you think so far? Are you enjoying it?
Here?
Yeah.
I love it here.
Excellent. I would assume that New Jersey is the closest to the Philippines that you could get, right?
Not really.
No, but it's cool. But we see you. You got the harmonica rig on and the whole deal. And are you sitting in front of a piano?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, cool.
All right. So what type of songs do you like to play, Christine? What's your favorite genre of music?
I like playing Billy Joel,
yeah,
Rocketman. Yeah. Elton John, yeah.
Who's it? Is that Patrick Joseph Patrick helping you out there?
She's a little nervous, you know, she's a little shy, but she likes to play like Lady Gaga, Shallow.
Yeah.
She's got lots of different songs that she likes to choose from, but lately it's been Billy Joel and Elton John and even some really contemporary songs and some songs from church.
All right. Hey, Christine, who's the big celebrity in Philippines as far as music goes?
From that Journey, Arniel Pineda.
Arniel, he's with Journey. He's the lead singer of Journey.
That's right.
He's
yes.
Filipino.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, he's amazing. All right, Christine, what are you going to perform for us this morning?
I'm going to perform a verse of Piano Man by Billy Joel.
All right. Can't wait to hear it. Whenever you're ready, Christine. She's playing harmonica, by the way, harmonica and piano. So here we go. Thank you.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me. We love to be stunning and gin.
Keep it in short. That's what we asked to do. Nice job. Multi-instrumentalist and a singer at the same time.
That's so cool.
Christine, you made your United States debut here on WMMR. How do you feel?
Nervous, happy.
Good.
Well, and let me remind everyone who's competed throughout this, the couple of days we've been doing this, they all made the cut from a lot of submissions. So you've already established you've got a very major talent. We're very thrilled to have you on.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Christine. We'll see how you do. All right, that's our final contestant. Yeah. Christine. Oh, man, we've got
decisions. I do not like this.
I don't like it either. They were really, really good. And we had everyone from New Jersey to Canada, New Jersey, Philippines via New Jersey.
Yes.
Canada and all over PA this morning. We had some really great vocalists, some awesome guitar and singers. And then Christine performing multiple instruments. We've got decisions to make. So I don't envy us either. But
no.
Tomorrow, I don't envy you. Because you're going to have to make the decisions.
Yeah, enough of this crap for us.
You will have to vote. We'll get down to the final eight. And what we're going to do is take a break now. We're going to discuss amongst our judges and check our scores. And we will come back and we will tell you who the two people are that are moving on to the final tomorrow. And, Casey, are we adding this to the
yes,
prize?
Yes, it is official.
All right, our friends at Wilson Secret Sauce are throwing in a $100 gift card as
Whoa!
Well. So some barbecue. Yeah.
Come on. And they're great.
They're fantastic. Yeah. And they're big supporters of WMMR.
Apparently, every single contestant that has emailed Nick has talked about their love of barbecue. So we just thought that
Everyone.
This would, yeah.
The people spoke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Wilson's has listened.
It's the thing that brings both the Philippines and Canada together.
That's true.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.